Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today I'm talking the best travel sites with the best travel deals.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
When it comes to work, communication is key. Even if you don't have a writing job, sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.
All right, so Jeff is actually recovering from kind of a nasty sinus infection. So his voice is a little worse for the wear. So I am definitely taking over for today's Travel Tuesday podcast. But I'm talking about a subject that I absolutely love. Okay, I could talk to you literally nonstop about the best travel deals, the best travel sites. It is something that, I mean, I obviously had to marry somebody who is a travel writer because it just pulses through my veins. When I am bored, when I am nervous, when I am frustrated, I literally go online and search for travel deals. It is like the craziest sense of relaxation for me. I don't know what it is because I won't go to probably like half of the places that I research, But I just, it's almost like just a complete mental escape for me. And maybe I think the piece that I really love about it is I love playing with points. I love playing with strategy. I love coming up with ways to be able to afford some of these places and not pay the ridiculous high price. I think years and years ago, I used to have, before there were all of these different kind of travel sites, I would always have friends ask me, like, how do you get to travel to all these places? And how do you find all these things to do? And I just have sort of this like insatiable desire for finding the best place that I can possibly stay at anywhere for the lowest particular price. And so I think sometimes like we get in the habit of thinking that, you know, if we have a certain budget, we can only afford a certain tier of place, right? So if you have a lower budget, you probably are thinking, okay, well, I can't stay in like a 4 or 5 star place. And if you have a higher budget and you're like, okay, I want to stay in a 4 or 5 star place, you know, you often aren't thinking about, okay, is there a better, like more efficient way to go about this? So I really love kind of like the game aspect of traveling, of figuring out sort of like that sweet spot, right? Where your budget and where the place you want to go align. And, you know, you can't always stay at the most like incredible place, right? I mean, there are places that I have been dying to stay at for years, and I just literally cannot allow myself to push the book button because I just, it's just too much money. And and I know from traveling and from researching that there's always a better way to do it. And I mean, there are so many different tips, and we try to talk about all of those different tips, the different ways that we, you know, find deals and the different ways that we travel and save money. And because I know from a lot of you that you just kind of get stuck, like you want to go certain places and maybe you look at a couple sites and you see the price and then it just totally turns you away from going to that place. But there's always a way. There is always, always, always a way. And I think what is so cool about, you know, Airbnb and HomeAway and all of these places that have sort of popped up the last few years is that it allows you to go to some of these places for a lot less money, but you have that super high quality experience. Now, I'm going to always caveat Airbnb and VRBO and HomeAway with there's definitely a strategy to that as well. And you're probably thinking, oh my God, like I cannot handle any more strategy. But there is, there's a strategy to that. For instance, on Airbnb and HomeAway and all of those different sites, if you have less than 10 reviews, I'm not looking at your place because reviews to me are the way that I can kind of vet out this particular place. And I always take time to read the reviews. And I know a lot of times people don't want to do that, but what I'm looking for is like, are all of these sounding the same? So did somebody post these on the particular site? I'm also looking for, you know, of course the pictures tell a lot, but a lot of times in the reviews, people will say like, oh my gosh, this place is more incredible than the pictures. Okay, well, that's giving me something I can go off of because if the pictures already look amazing, I'm going to be super jazzed. Another thing that I always do is I always communicate with the host. I'm usually asking a dumb question like, hey, I'm looking at coming these dates. Is it available? Even if the calendar online says it's available, what I'm looking for is like, how fast do they respond to me and how do they respond to me? You know, do I like the dialogue? So I'm always looking for all of these kind of different things. And I know that a lot of you are thinking again, like, good God, this is like way too much work, but I promise you it's worth it because when you find that one, you know, sort of diamond in the rough place, like we have found so many different places, it offers you an incredible experience for such a lower price point. But today we're talking about the best travel deals on the best travel sites. And one of my favorites is called Jetsetter. Jetsetter actually totally redid their whole way of doing business starting August 1st. And at first I was a bit bummed about it, but now I actually like really love what it's changed into. So Jetsetter is a great site if you're looking for beach vacations. Think Mexico, think the Caribbean. They curate all of these travel lists that you get emailed daily. that you can compare the top travel sites on this list. And for instance, I just got a deal today that was talking about the 10 best all-inclusive resorts to the Dominican Republic. And not only do they have the pretty pictures, but they have a description of the resort. And then they have a link that you can click on that lists, you know, the different price points on all of these different sites. So for instance, one of the places listed on there was a place called Al Sol Luxury Village. And I found a rate through their curated email list that was $10 cheaper a night than the lowest deal on the hotel website. So $10 a night, again, not a big deal, but $10 times like 7 nights starts to be, you know, enough money that it starts to actually really matter. Just got another email from them about the Perfect Week in Provence, a 7-day travel guide. So they bring all of these cool kind of locations to life for you. But like I said, they're a great place to check if you're looking for beach vacations. I found it to be the most best deals, I will say, for those particular locations. But they have a ton of other locations just depending on what you like. Another app actually that and website that I checked out just recently is called DealRay. And it is a app that, I shouldn't even say app, it's really a website that texts you travel deals from any location. And I'm going to include in a link to get a month free to try it. I think it's worth trying for a month, especially if you're looking to travel somewhere. See, I get so excited talking about traveling that I just totally forget how to speak English. So like I said, it texts you deals from your desired travel location. So I have West Coast, so it texts me deals from the West Coast. But if I go online, I can see deals, all of their deals, right? So if I want to travel from like a different location. So for instance, just this week, I got a text that had a 99 round trip deal from Los Angeles to Chicago Airport between September and February on United. And I looked and there were a ton of available dates for $99 round trip, which I couldn't find that deal anywhere. On their website, I found another deal, Europe for $300 to $400 round trip, places to like Italy, Paris, Scandinavia, London, Amsterdam, and more. There are a lot of sites now that are offering big deals to Europe because of all the travel warnings and all the stuff that's going on in Europe. People are, I think, a little squeamish to travel to Europe right now. So travel is down. The euro is down, which works totally in your favor if you live in the U.S. And so I actually think it's a good time to go to Europe. Do you want to be careful about particular places that you go in Europe? Yes, but for the most part, you can go almost anywhere in those locations that I listed, and you should be fairly safe. So what's cool about it is if you get, you know, a text or you go on their site and you find a deal that you like, you can actually just click the link and it sends you right into where you can book the deal. So I love that. I don't even have to like go fishing for the deal.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose DeleteMe. DeleteMe is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web. And in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. And one trick that I've learned, and I learned this from another deal website, Scott's Cheap Flights, that we've actually done a podcast with Scott from Scott's Cheap Flights. So go back and check that one out if you want to learn more about that. But one trick I learned from them is to check on Google Flights for the lowest price for where you want to go. Then head on over to a site called Momondo. I hope I'm saying that right. I always spell it wrong. Momondo. I'm going to have a link in the show notes, but they always, and yes, I'm using the word always, have the lowest fares. I have tried this like backwards and forwards and upside down every different place, and I can always find the lowest deal on there. So you definitely want to make sure that is an app you can put on your phone. You definitely want to put that in your travel rotation because that is golden, my friends. Another couple sites that I love for travel are HipMonk, and HipMonk has HipMonk deals. And I found some really good deals. They have some local deals around the Los Angeles area. It's because I put in Los Angeles, where I'm traveling from. But I've also found some deals in the Caribbean and also in Europe. So they're another great one to check out. And I'm like an equal opportunity person when it comes to travel deals. When I'm looking up a particular place I want to go to, I kind of search everywhere just to make sure I'm getting the best deal. But worst case scenario, what you should do is check the deal site and then check the actual website, whether it's the airline website, the hotel website, and just double check that you're actually getting the best deal. One of the best ways just to make sure, because it's not always one way or the other. And so there's actually no science to it for me. And sometimes I'll find a better deal on the deal site. Sometimes I'll find a better deal actually on the hotel or airline site. And it really pisses me off because I wish that it could just be one or the other. Except going back to my friend Momondo, where I always find the cheapest flights, unless you're using miles. If you're going to use miles, you got to go through the site or you got to go through your credit card company, all right? So hotels.com, we've seen the commercials, but I have become a big fan of hotels.com because when you sign up for an account on their site, you actually get exclusive deals emailed to you daily. And these are some good deals. And like just today, I got a deal for a bunch of hotels in Europe offering 50% off. And they were some nice hotels. There were some crappy hotels in there. I'm not going to lie to you. But there were some really good hotels that were legitimately 50% off deals. So it's great if your deals are flexible. And I found hotels.com great also for international and local travel. It seems to have some incredible deals for Italy, France, and the United Kingdom. And I don't know if like I actually had plugged something in when I first signed up because I get a tremendous amount of deals for these places, but I went back and looked and I did not see anywhere I had actually like put in that information. So I think, you know, that's again, just proving that Europe right now is affordable. It's more affordable now than I've ever seen it be. So if you're thinking about, you know, a trip to Europe, definitely. And also if you have like a favorite airline that you love, sign up for their email newsletter as well. And I know that we get like so inundated with email newsletters, but they do a lot of times have like a special short-term deals. And sometimes you can just get really lucky. Sometimes this is just, it's just a time game, right? So like if you get
a particular deal emailed to you and you respond, you know, in a certain amount of time, you can grab the deal. If you don't, you kind of lose out on the deal. So I have found that when I want to use one of those deals, I've got to act fast. And so for me, it's important to have like a separate travel savings account where we've got some cash into it. So if we find one of those like really incredible deals that only lasts for a few hours, we can actually execute it without having to, you know, go through the whole saving money process or putting it on our credit card. So if you like to travel often, that's like definitely one tip that I can offer for you is, you know, set up a savings account, put, you know, $1,000, $2,000, some amount in there that you just kind of keep in there, keep it in a, you know, high yield savings accounts, you know, so that you're getting some sort of interest that's a little bit better than your savings account at your bank. But the cash is there, then, you know, don't just go out and blow it. So the trick is that you save it for when you can like legitimately afford to go on vacation. But sometimes these deals are so amazing. And like, I just saw a deal to Iceland a couple days ago, and oh, I wish I could have just jumped on the deal because it was so inexpensive. I went back and checked like 10 times because I thought this cannot be the price from Los Angeles. And it was. And by the time I had, you know, exhausted like my 10th check, the deal was gone. So I know better than that. I know better than that. Sometimes you got to be a little like fearless with these things. I know that it can be a bit scary because you kind of have to like lock into a time. But if you're an entrepreneur and you work for yourself and you have some flexibility, it's not a bad deal. So the last one I'm going to talk about is an old friend, Costco. I mean, we always forget about Costco. We think about it for all of our bulk needs, like buying mayonnaise and olive oil in bulk that you're going to have for the rest of your life. maybe if you have kids, you go to Costco for diapers and things like that. But I always forget about Costco. And yet when I come back to Costco, I'm reminded why I love it so much. So they have some of the best deals for Hawaii. And if you did not know, Costco actually has a travel department, you need to know this, right? It's one of the links on their website. And yes, you have to be a Costco member, but I love it. I love the deals for Hawaii. They've got deals for the Caribbean and Mexico as well. They also have awesome car rental deals. It's always between Costco and between Priceline's Name That Price for car rental. That is always how I find the very, 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 very best deals for car rental. And if you're going to some of these places like, you know, Hawaii or some of the big cities where car rental is just disgustingly expensive, finding the best deal like really, really makes a difference. So a lot of the Costco hotels, in particular the Hawaii ones, because they do offer so many deals there, they'll throw in lots of extras. Like I've seen daily food credits and percent off at the spa, free parking, waiving those ridiculous daily resort fees. So there's a lot of different things. Again, same rule. Like if you find a deal on there, double check it on the hotel website too, just to make sure that you're actually indeed getting a good deal. But you know, Costco is like this hidden gem. So don't just think about it for, you know, your large meat purchases. And again, you know, olive oil vats to last you for the rest of your life. If you have a Costco card, try them out for car rental, try them out for deals to Hawaii and places like that. And I promise you, you are going to fall in love with Costco all over again. So those are some of my favorite sites. Again, I know there are a bazillion travel sites out there, but I have found these really to be the best ways to find these deals, and these deals that are, you know, so superb, so great over deals that you're going to find on Expedia and places like that. I just don't tend to find good deals there. These are really the sites where I know with all of my heart, with all of my soul, because I have spent so many hours. It is absolutely ridiculous how many hours I've spent actually researching travel deals. In fact, Jeff being a travel writer, one of the things he doesn't like to do is do the research for the travel deals. He always like has me do it because he knows I'm so super anal about it that it's probably one of the only things that I'm that, you know, like anal about, that it actually like kind of turns into like a competition for me. So if there are other deal sites or deal apps that you love for travel, let us know. We definitely love to showcase them. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and Instagram at Shauna Game. And of course, you can follow Jeff as well. He is on Instagram at The Traveling Game. You can find out about all the cool places that he gets to travel to for work, for his job. We are all, I think you could probably join me in saying like that has to be the best job ever. So he posts amazing pictures of all the places that he's gone and things that he's seen. So be sure and link to him as well. I have all of this in our show notes, all the links to all the different things that we talked about. And hey, if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, hashtag Millennial Money Podcast, and head on over to iTunes and leave us a review.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.